And before we get there, let's hear this.
Go to Dungis Toyota to shop our entire inventory from your phone, your tablet, or your computer. Go to DungisToyota.com for valuable service coupons and to make service appointments. Or go to DungisToyota.com to see Dungis discount prices and get price alerts on new and used vehicles. It's all at DungisToyota.com. Dungis Toyota, home of the 995 oil change. Highway 75 south of Nawata Road or at DungisToyota.com. Go to DungisFordOnline.com to shop our entire inventory from your phone, your tablet, or your computer. Go to DungisFordOnline.com for valuable service coupons. Or go to DungisFordOnline.com to see Dungis discount prices and get alerts on new and used vehicles. It's all at DungisFordOnline.com. Dungis Ford, home of the 995 oil change. Highway 75 south of Nawata Road or DungisFordOnline.com.
AM 1400, and it is Dungis Car Talk, and welcoming in, as usual, at least, in Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, again, the home of the 995 oil change. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
Doing great. You didn't get to suffer any hail damage on your vehicles last night, did you?
No, we didn't. It was we were lucky. It ran around us, just like most of Bartlesville. We had a good bit of rain,
yes,
though, in the afternoon and around lunchtime. Yep, there was a little bit of lightning in the air.
We can deal with that.
We dodged the bullet.
Yeah, compared to Owosso or Tulsa or other places that have been on CBS Network News every hour. Fortunately, it went all the way around us.
It is springtime in Oklahoma, so we're going to have some storms, and yeah, everybody needs to be aware. It's amazing how the technology, what you guys do, and letting us know what's happening in the storms, mm-hmm, and the television stations, the weathermen. I mean, it's advanced so much, and it's wonderful.
I do have a nice advantage that I try to brag on my partnership with Washington County Emergency Management whenever I can, because it's nice to have the guys that are getting the information directly from the spotter team in the studio with us. Typically, that means we can get the information to you before the National Weather Service actually puts it out for everybody else.
And it's a great service for us all, and it's something that's really important to saving lives this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. So we will be thankful that the weather passed all the way around us, and we will keep the folks that suffered property losses or were injured in the storms. I'm not aware of any serious injuries, but I'm not going to say they didn't happen.
Yep. So we'll keep them in our prayers.
Absolutely. What else is going on at the dealership?
Well, we've got a lot going on. It's the end of truck month. Today is the end of truck month. March is almost over. And so if you're in the market for a truck, you need to come out to Dungis Ford and take a look at our F-Series trucks.
That's the best-selling truck in America.
Best-selling truck in America for decades, over 30 years, almost 40 years of the being the best-selling truck in America and best-selling vehicle in North America. And right now you've got huge incentives on the 2015s that are left and 2016s, mm-hmm, that are in stock. They've got incredible discounts at Dungis. Plus we've got 0% interest where'd my notes go? 0% for 60 months or over 6,000 off in rebates before the Dungis discount. So we're looking at discounts of $10,000, $11,000, maybe on the high end, low end, $8,000 to $9,000 on virtually every truck we have.
Wow. So. That's just like saying to buyer, come in now and get a great deal. You know?
Well, it's a great time to buy, and this is an annual event that Ford has for many years in our part of the country for every March. And anyway, it will end tonight, so some of the incentives will change. You know, they'll be all right next week, but they're a little better right now than they're going to be for a while, maybe until the model year and clearance time later this summer.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is now. If you're
that's
in the market
right
for a truck, go buy a truck, 150, 250, 350, or other vehicles from Dungis.
That's right. And don't forget about all the other vehicles. And the Toyotas, of course, have their event going on.
Sure.
The Toyota One for Everyone. And we've
great buy on a Tundra.
Great buys on Tundras. You mentioned the other trucks. Tundra is an incredible value right now. But especially great deals on Camrys. We've got an incredible selection of Camry right now. Probably the largest selection we've ever had since we started with Toyota in 1968. I think we have about 40 Camrys on the ground, so we've got virtually every model, almost every color, everything you could look for in it, and they've got great 0% or 0.9 for 72 months on the Camry, and some subvention cash and our discounts, so you can put together a great payment on that vehicle and get everything you need out of it.
Okay, so if you were in the market for a vehicle, a truck, a car, crossover, whatever it might be, great selection, excellent prices, friendly service, and professional service after the sale, Dungis Family of Autos.
That's right.
I think I've voiced a couple of commercials.
That was very good, Charlie. We need to can that. Lots of other stuff going on around, and we brought some guests with us today from the Children's Musical Theater. You guys have an event coming up later this month.
Thanks, Brad, for inviting us and letting us be a part of your program.
By the way, joining the studio with Angie Thompson and also Becky Topper this morning, so thanks, guys, for coming in.
Well, and thank you for having us. Brad mentioned the Taste of the Tropics, that they are helping us. They're sponsors for the event this year. But Taste of the Tropics is a fundraising event to help us raise funds to support Children's Musical Theater of Bartlesville, and it's being held on April 15th at Hillcrest. Check-in is at 6. The entertainment starts at 6:30. It's a fun vacation-themed, tropical-themed event. We've got entertainment throughout the evening, no auctions, just straight-up entertainment, but we've got a raffle. So we'll talk a little bit about the raffle, but Becky's been helping the kids get ready to sing, and she might want to tell you a little bit about the entertainment, too.
Okay, so entertainment at the event coming up in a couple weeks. Great.
Yeah, we are a unique event. I mean, lots of fundraising events throughout Bartlesville, but we're the only one that can have the kids come. And we have alumni from Bartlesville High School and public schools, and Dewey and Wesleyan Christian School.
Any East State representatives that are going to be there by any chance?
Yes.
Yes.
He will be there.
And also homeschoolers. And they range in age from about 6th grade up until the 11th grade. We got 20 kids that are going to be singing 4 different songs throughout the evening. Songs from Aladdin, A Whole New World, and a medley from Little Mermaid, Hakuna Matata from The Lion King, and then a favorite of the Beach Boys, Kokomo. So they're excited to sing there for you, and it'll be a lot of fun. Most of them, but not all, were involved in Mary Poppins last year. Most, but not all, will be involved in Beauty and the Beast. Some of them have aged out, but they always
coming in the other end.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And so most people know you for the big event every summer, of course, and you mentioned it coming up this year is Beauty and the Beast. That's I think in July this year, and so most people recognize what you guys have been doing now since 2000 for around this great summertime show that you put on. Talk about what's going on there and when tryouts are and stuff like that.
You're right. This is our 16th year, by the way.
Okay.
And that's pretty amazing when you think about the arts education that CMT is providing Bartlesville. You know, we're supplementing what the kids don't have access to in their schools.
Uh-huh.
Tryouts for Beauty and the Beast have already been held.
Oh, they have. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And the cast has already been set. Cast parent meetings actually begin this weekend.
Okay.
So they are off to the races.
Well, so much preparation.
You
yeah,
know, it is, and I'm really thrilled to be a part of an organization that has so many volunteers. You know, we've got three employees actually employed. I'm a part-time employee. There's one other, and then our executive director, Jeanette Foreman, uh-huh. who couldn't be here today, but she's full-time. And so our entire year is filled with support by volunteers. I mean, hundreds of volunteers contributing literally thousands of hours every year. And the main stage show, Brad, that you mentioned, is really our signature and capstone event. Every year we hold that at the community center. This year it will be July 14th through the 17th, and tickets will go on sale sometime in June, so they can check Bartlesville Community Center website and purchase their tickets. You know, routinely we have 4,000 audience members come over that 4-day run. So
yeah,
it is still our signature event, our capstone event, but we have also expanded in the last few years to include 7 year-round programs.
Okay.
And that includes summer camps. I mean, you know, musical theater dance class, workshops, classes. And we're holding dance classes every week now in our building, you know, our brand new building, renovated building. So
where is that?
It's over here on Wyandotte.
Okay.
Yeah, at the corner of Wyandotte and Tuxedo. So if you turn left or turn north on Wyandotte, it's at the end of the block where the Voice of the Martyrs building used to be.
Okay, so, I gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're renovating that building, moving our offices over there. We have a dance classroom, a vocal classroom. Plans are underway to finish up the Black Box Theater. Then we'll, you know, be able to offer other things in the building that way. But yeah, a lot of expansion at CMT, a lot of opportunities. And Taste of the Tropics is just one of the events that we have to help us raise funds for CMT, for all of our programs and for operations.
That's great. Yeah, and so that's coming up Friday, April 15th at the Hillcrest Country Club. And I think you mentioned that it starts at check-in at 6 o'clock and entertainment at 6:30. And there's not going to be any auction or anything, so you can just go enjoy yourselves. And
you know, I do want to mention the raffle.
Yeah,
I think
that was interesting.
I think people will really be excited about the raffle. You have a chance to win three really great prizes. The grand prize is a mystery destination. We know where it is, but and it's not Dewey, trust
it's
me.
Not.
It's a good place.
Someplace. Dewey's a great place.
Right, no. Hey, someplace where there are not tornadoes, right, Becky?
But right, but in the tropics.
Yeah, in the tropics, an island destination. And it's a package for two. You know, you could arrange to go snorkeling, you get arranged to go on a dinner cruise, play tennis, play golf, and it's estimated at about a retail package of $9,000.
Oh my.
Yeah. And then second prize is a GoPro camera, Hero 4 camera. You know, Hero, the GoPro is the big camera right now. Everybody wants one. So this is a package with accessories. And the approximate retail value is $450. Becky, tell us about the third prize.
And our third prize is two Southwest Airline gift cards, and the approximate value of those is $250. Now, we love to have you come to our event, but even if you can't come, you can still buy the raffle tickets.
Oh, boy.
So you can go to www.cmtonstage.com, and they're $20 a piece, and you do not have to be present, of course, to win. The raffle prizes have been donated by Mary Lynn Mim Hauk, and so we're really excited about the choices that she has. I mean, who wouldn't like to go to the tropics? Now, you get to pick the time that you go, but the destination has been picked for you. But and that's all expenses, airfare and everything in that first prize. So.
And I assume at the website you can get all kinds of information if you're just hearing this and don't have a way to take notes. So give us the website again.
It's www.cmtonstage.com. If you go there, yeah, you can still sign up for to attend the event, which will be a lot of fun. We're going to have a live DJ, and so we'll have all sorts of island music and just fun dance music. And, of course, Taste of the Tropics is just what it says. Great tropical tasting food and tropical drinks, and just a kind of a laid back, not a formal thing. It's going to be coming your Hawaiian shirt or your capris or your sandals or whatever you feel like. Yeah. Your grass skirt would be fine too.
Well, so that's great, and that's all to support the children's musical theater and arts education programs here in our community. So great, guys, thanks for sharing that information with us.
Thank you. We appreciate the support, Brad.
Yeah,
thanks.
That's great.
Do you need any extra volunteers for the summer show?
We always need volunteers. You know, Becky and her family are volunteering, but yes, we always need volunteers. And if they would like to find out more about volunteering, they can call our office at 336-0558, or also there is information on our website that talks about volunteering.
I just wanted to include that opportunity so more people can get involved.
Everything that happens backstage, on the stage, it happens because the volunteers, the set, the costumes, the makeup, the hair. It's a whole community backstage, and the first time people work back there, they cannot believe all the activity. So it's a lot of fun and a great way to meet people. So yes, we would really appreciate your help.
The volunteer opportunity does come with a warning. Once you do it, you don't want to.
You're hooked.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but again, I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun. And thank you guys so much for coming in. Just happens to be the anniversary of the first performance of the musical that changed musical theater on this date in 1943. The first show that integrated the cast and the song and the lyrics and the characters all into one show. Rodgers and Hammerstein, you don't have to guess which one it is. Of course, the closing song, also the state song. So anyway, this date in musical theater history. So thanks for coming in and being part of what is going on. One more time on the website, please.
www.cmtonstage.com.
And again, get your tickets as they go on sale later this summer. It is a show you do not want to miss, because your friends will be posting pictures and telling you all about it on Facebook. And the show you want to go to will be sold out, guaranteed.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Well, so many of those jobs backstage, as a tech theater guy, I think I've done them all at one point in time. because we want to highlight the kids, they are the actors, they are the star. But as tech theater people would say, until a diamond in the rough is put in the proper setting and lit properly, it doesn't get the chance to shine. So
that's exactly right. And if you're from Bartlesville, you maybe think that this kind of thing happens all over the place, but I'm here to tell you it does not. We have such a wonderful opportunity for our kids. You can go to most metropolitan areas and you won't find a program like this. And the fact that they can participate free. Now, yes, there are some fundraising responsibilities, but it's phenomenal. But it can't happen without events like our Taste of the Tropics. So that's why we'd like to get in front of as many people as we can, as often as we can.
Well, and looking, and you mentioned the alumni, and without dropping any specific names of people who may be elected representatives or now performing in New York and other places, you've got a good resume of veterans that are graduates of the program.
We do. It was fun last year when we did Mary Poppins. It was our 15th year, and we had alumni that came back and were the musical director and the orchestra director and the assistant director and the light person, and so the light designer. Mm-hmm. So that was very special to have those kids back.
Yeah, and they always, or at least seemingly always, are back as audience members to boost the performers on as well.
You know, what's pretty amazing is the alumni, you know, now that we're 16 years old, those kids who were in those early casts are now adults. And for our summer camp, one of our summer camps this year, Roberta Eberhardt is going to be back. And she, I think, was everybody's favorite for Willy Wonka. You know, she just did an amazing job with that show here in Bartlesville. And she was also the music director last year for Mary Poppins. So we were so thrilled to know that she was going to come back and direct the summer camp this year. So we're, you know, she's an alumni who's coming back and spending some time investing with, you know, in the kids. But, you know, I want to say this too. You know, you mentioned state representative, and they are arts lovers. You know, Earl Sears is a member of our Setting the Stage for Tomorrow cabinet, and, you know, he's a champion for arts and arts education in Oklahoma. And Travis Dunlap, who is one of our alumni, he'll be back, as Becky said, to be the conductor again this year. But, you know, I was talking to Earl the other day about the budget cuts that are coming down the pike, and we experienced a budget cut this year through the Oklahoma Arts Council, and it was significant for us.
And Earl talked about that on the program. So, each time that he said, okay, it's not something he enjoyed doing, but it was necessary. You know, and by the way, everybody else got cut too. So
yeah, and we were one, and he loves arts, you know.
Yeah.
And he was telling me the other day that we'll experience a little deeper cut in 2017. So what that means for us as an organization, a nonprofit, where, you know, we've got to get out and raise awareness, let more people know about the programs we offer. I mean, 7 year-round programs, that's amazing for an arts education organization. And it's heavy arts education. Mm-hmm. You know, requirements, responsibilities, measurement standards, and, you know, we're really teaching content. You know, it's not just an after-school babysitting opportunity. It's a real education experience, performance experience. Our honorary chairs this year for Taste of the Tropics, Betty Kane, Susan Mueller, and you guys know Susan Mueller. You know, she's been in
Bartlesville High School Hall of Fame teacher
of the
recent
year.
Award winner, yeah.
Exactly, and Marianne Grisham. You know, Marianne was telling me her daughters came through CMT, and she says CMT helped her daughters gain confidence in their leadership. And one of her daughters, she said it helped her become more confident being in front of a microphone. Now she's pursuing broadcast journalism, you know, at TCU. So parents have seen the development in their kids. The opportunities we bring are educational, they strengthen relationships, they provide leadership opportunities. So kids are coming back and you know, assuming leadership positions like Roberta Eberhardt as a music director or director. Catherine Hine is coming back as assistant choreographer. You know, she's now a student at TCU. And so, yeah, alumni support is huge, mm-hmm. big time. Yeah. And we're proud of them. We're proud of all of our kids, but we're proud that the alumni want to come back and be a part of this.
So your ticket to Taste of the Tropics is investing in those young people.
Exactly. And it's events like, we only have one event like this a year, but it's events like this that help us fund the rest of our programming throughout the year. So we really appreciate your support, and just come back. You have to do something on that Friday night. You've already signed your taxes. You know, it's time to kick back, put your feet up. Just come out to the Hillcrest Country Club and join us.
Sound like an open invitation. So we'll make it that way.
All right, wonderful.
Thanks, guys, for coming
in. Thank you.
Brad, it's always nice that you find guests like Children's Musical Theater to come in and highlight your commitment as a family operation, as a dealership, as a local business. Says something about the business community, not only you, but your equals.
And these are great examples of what we really love to do, which is support our youth and our community. The truth is, you know, that's what makes Bartlesville a special place. And, you know, you see it everywhere you turn, whether it's through the Children's Musical Theater or the Boys and Girls Club, or I don't want to start listing all the organizations because there's so many. But, you know, the last few weeks we've done, you know, the livestock show, Washington County Livestock Show, and the great work that those kids do that really parallels the same kind of thing these organizations do. These are people interested in arts education. These other people may be interested in agricultural lives and careers, but they mesh together and they develop kids, whether it's youth sports, it's arts education, it's the livestock shows, whatever it is.
In many ways, those two parallel each other because, you know, being there on time for a call, you know, it's an exercise in responsibility, whether it's that animal or
That's
being
right.
responsible for yourself to be on cue with your lines learned, et cetera, et cetera.
And I know, you know, we've talked about it before, and tomorrow will be the anniversary of our dealership in Bartlesville, 75 years in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. But, you know, going back to the very beginning, and I was talking to my kids about this yesterday. They were in the office and looking at an old picture from 1924 of the Tonkawa Motors Company Ford basketball team. On that team were three Dungeons, my grandfather and two of his brothers. And two of those guys became Ford dealers about 5 or 6 years later in 1929 in Tonkawa, Oklahoma. And, you know, the rest is history, as they say. But the truth is, you know, if you think about it, that Ford dealer and those kids were doing that. They were, you know, they were part of the agriculture programs over there in Tonkawa. I know I've heard the stories in my whole life, and sports were very important to them. And I know when my grandfather raised his children here that they did these programs, and my father and uncles did that. And it's part of our, you know, intertwined in our lives. The truth is we wouldn't be where we are if we weren't given those opportunities. My grandfather and his brothers weren't back when they were teenagers in Tonkawa, Oklahoma in the teens and 20s. And, you know, so that's why all this is really special to us. And for 75 years in Bartlesville, we're really proud of that and proud to be a part of Bartlesville.
I think it's a safe statement for me to say that every adult can point back to somebody in their youth in an area of interest that they had, whether it was ag or pick your topic, it doesn't matter. Some adult came along and was an inspiration, was a mentor, was somebody that they admired and looked up to and didn't want to disappoint.
Boy, isn't that a great, great idea. And we have so many opportunities to discover that in Bartlesville, which, again, it's great to find these everywhere we turn in Bartlesville, and it's a great chance for you to support another organization that does that, the Children's Musical Theater, every year and in a couple weeks at their event. So
yeah,
it's real exciting.
So, again, support them, encourage them, and buy tickets.
Good stuff.
Ford Truck Month is concluding today, and again, we've talked about this at the beginning of the program, but I wanted to, you know, bring the focus back to the dealership a little
bit.
You know, whether it's a Toyota truck, whether it's a Ford truck, crossover, traditional car, whatever it is, you're there to meet people's transportation needs, and we've talked about this a lot.
You know, the truth is, the business has really changed a lot. People do so much of their research online. People know, you know, seems like they have every answer to all the questions before they even talk to their salesman anymore.
But they ask them anyway.
But it creates even more questions when, you know, the truth is it's confusing. We take the approach of being, you know, consultative with our people. We want to help you with your decision. The numbers on a car purchase anymore are really the easiest part. It's making the decision about what do I want, how do I make a decision amongst all these choices, complicated incentives, ways to buy things. You know, you can finance a car. You know, some banks now will go over 90 months on a vehicle purchase, which is frankly absurd. And you know, so. Anyway, let us help you. If there's any question you have, that's really what we're there to do. Like you said, to be your transportation problem solver.
Yeah.
You know, it's why we do the 995 oil change and so many of our other programs is just to provide value back to our customers, to keep you coming back, obviously, and to hopefully build customers for life.
And the service crew, you mentioned the 995 oil change, but they are trained to be so much more than just oil change people. If you're talking about aftermarket product for the car, customizing something about the vehicle, they're there to help you out.
They do, and they do a very great job. And a lot of times, you know, I hear when maybe they make a mistake or something, but they do so much work. It's amazing when you consider that we're going to change today over 100 vehicles oil, change the oil in over 100 vehicles. And we'll do that, a team of probably, most of the work will be done by about 8 guys, and they're going to be very busy, and they're going to inspect all those vehicles top to bottom. They'll top off all the fluids. They're going to change the oil, rotate tires, do all the basic maintenance on those vehicles and get them back to their people in a really timely fashion, probably within less than an hour, probably about 90-95% of the time these days. So it's really they're the heroes, I think, and they, like you said, they're trained more on more than just changing oil. As they grow through their careers, they get exposed to all kinds of training through the manufacturers. And you know, we've got, I think at last count, 6 or 7 guys that are master technicians on Ford and Toyota, some of them on both. These guys spend hours, weeks, every year doing additional training to be able to take your vehicle apart and put it back together, basically. Jake in the Toyota shop had a complicated engine repair he was doing recently, and he had to, it's amazing what those guys do. It's something that you don't want to just have anybody doing that kind of work on your vehicle. But we've got the full spectrum and every tool your vehicle could require, and you get the 995 oil change, which even if you don't drive a Ford or Toyota, we'll be happy to service your vehicle.
Well, if you drive a Lincoln, then you get Bruce.
You get Bruce and even more opportunities. He'll do pickup and delivery. I thought it was kind of funny. I saw another dealer's ad on TV today saying how they were special because they do pickup and delivery and wash your car and all this. And I was like, well, we've been doing that for 3 or 4 years. Free pickup and delivery.
We're glad they're special anyway.
We wash your car every time. Bruce is your one point of contact for Lincoln in our store. Of course, we have the rest of the team there to help you, but anything you need, you call Bruce. He'll coordinate it, take care of it, make sure things happen. And you know you're dealing with the right guy because it's my brother, and he can get a hold of me anytime.
That's
he
right.
Needs me.
Yeah, but I think you said one time that, you know, if you don't actually get Bruce's voicemail, if he's not around the phone, it goes to his cell phone.
Yes, it's typically forwarded to him. You know, he's got a family and he gets busy too, and there's times when he might not be available, but he wants to know what's needed, and he's only a phone call away wherever you are these days with the technology we have. So a lot of times you'll catch him on weekends or in the evening by that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, Ford, Lincoln, Toyota, we mentioned, of course, the oldest Toyota dealership in the state, and a great selection of used cars.
That's right, great Q-certified used cars, vehicles that come with a two-year, 100,000-mile warranty at no cost to you. Just if they're qualify, we do that on all vehicles that qualify at Dungis.
Okay, and of course, I don't know when, but soon at the other lot, Dungis Discount, you're going to have another auction. Right?
That's right. We'll be having we're still working on the plans. We want to do some renovation on the building and rebrand the location as I think it'll be Dungis Wholesale is what it's going to become, and we're trying to figure out how to improve the auction. I mean, we want to have another one in a little while.
I don't know how you can get it better.
Well, we want to get more bidders. I mean, that's really the main thing, and get more eyeballs on the cars, because the more people are there, I think the more cars we can get there, and it should be just get more better and better.
Okay, Dungis Family of Autos, DungisChoice.com. Right. Check it out online, and of course, the $9.95 oil change with or without an appointment.
That's
Brad,
right.
Thanks for bringing CMT along.
Thank you, Charlie, and everybody have a great weekend.
News on the way next.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and K227.